I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth talks with two women working to get a new species of shellfish into Cape Cod's aquaculture.
Jen Bender is a marine biology educator and researcher. And right now, she's focused on studying and promoting one very specific type of clam.
A butter clam is just a juvenile surf clam.
Surf clams are the big, wide clams Cape Cod cooks chop up and use for chowder or clam strips. In Asia, people use the tongues for sushi. And lots of beachcombers collect the shells to use as soap dishes or ashtrays. But those are full-grown surf clams, and they all come from a wild fishery. Here's Melissa Sanderson from the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance.
Wild surf clams you'll find in deeper waters offshore. The wild fishery dredges for them, and they have to be 5 inches long at that point. When we grow them in an aquaculture environment, butter clams at this 1.5 to 2 inch size are a new opportunity in Massachusetts. Just last year, in 2016, the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries made it legal to grow and harvest aquaculture butter clams.
That's when Melissa and Jen saw an opportunity.
We are collaborating with the Aquacultural Research Corporation, the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension, and Roger Williams University to look at how we can create alternative species here on the Cape for aquaculture growers. And this really came out of a demand from the industry for something else to grow, right? 99% of the shellfish that we grow in Massachusetts are oysters and quahogs. And that leaves them open to really catastrophic losses. If there's disease or some warming waters or a harmful algal bloom, something that impacts their business, they could lose an entire season. So working with surf clams, it creates an opportunity to diversify what they're growing.
Historically, Atlantic surf clams have done best in the warmer waters off New Jersey. Growth rates depend on temperature. Surf clams south and north of this mid-Atlantic sweet spot have traditionally grown significantly slower.
Researchers have been seeing the entire population start to shift northwards as the waters have been warming. So this clam creates an opportunity to proactively adjust for warming waters.
Right now on the Cape, surf clam seed grows to butter clam size in a year or two. Melissa and Jen and her students are testing different grow-out methods, growing them in deep water in bags on racks, burying them on the flats and covering them with mesh, or laying them on the bottom in fine mesh bags. They hope that in the next year or so, butter clam cultivation will catch on. In the meantime, they've been bringing samples to chefs to try out. Here's Jen again.
For the most part, it's been really positive. They're really easy to work with. They're very uniform when they're cooked. And their taste is a little less like low tide, which seems to be, for the most part, pretty positive from everyone.
And so what are people doing with them?
There's your traditional dish, like linguine with white clam sauce. Some people have done an incredible riff with a fermented black bean sauce and avocado poured over these clams.
We had a chef that just steamed them up and put them with some tomatoes and red pepper flakes, really delicious. I took some home and I treated them like steamers. I cooked them up with a little bit of beer in a pot and dipped them in butter, and they were fantastic.
Traditional aquaculture clams, little necks and cherry stones, aren't growing as fast here on the Cape as they used to. Researchers aren't sure why. It could be warming waters or poor genetic breeding or even a lack of food in the water. Whatever the reason, there's much more demand for local clams than there is supply.
I mean, and that's part of this project as well, is to find out whether chefs and restaurants would pay the same price for this product as they would for other products that fishermen have access to.
In the meantime, the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension and other researchers like Jen Bender and Melissa Sanderson are continuing to explore new species as the waters around us change. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see a picture of Cape Cod butter clams and learn more about this project all at our website, capeandislands.org, and you'll also find a link there to our free podcast. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.